I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We start off today with a story of Haseena, a girl who was trafficked after she was kidnapped 12 years ago in India. Bright Hope International's C.H. Dyer says their team rescued her, but her story doesn't end there. She was 8 when she was kidnapped and sold into the sex trade. She's 20 now. That much damage is significant. Pray. This is a spiritual battle. You could even consider this a call to arms.
We're empowering two churches to do this work. They want to be on the front lines in India, in their communities, rescuing these young women and helping with their rehabilitation and restoration.
Next, what do you get when you combine 350 Haitian pastors, 4 full days, and 1 central theme? You get Baptist Haiti Mission's 55th Annual National Church Conference. Spokesman Ron Sparks says,
the theme of this year's church conference was being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. In Haiti, it presents a special challenge because of all of the other false religions there.
Pastors were challenged with personal story as well as helping their church become more like Christ. It's all part of the Great Commission.
It all works towards sharing the love of Christ with others.
And the gospel makes a difference. That's an obvious point, but there's been proven a peer-reviewed study for Food for the Hungry's approach to poverty. The case study centered on their care group approach in Mozambique and the drop in malnutrition deaths. In other words, through the local church, a discipleship approach to teaching hygiene, nutrition, education, and more changes a community from the inside out. Want to see the review? There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN can be found on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. I'm Greg Yoder.